Good afternoon. After a cool and sunny start to the day today, we will continue to see some sunshine heading into the afternoon. Because of that, the temperatures are going to reach the mid-60s to low 70s for most spots across the region. Once again, though, as we get into the afternoon, thanks to diurnal heating, we will see the chance for a few showers to develop across the area this afternoon and into this evening as a weak upper-level disturbance passes across the area, and this is going to be especially for the higher terrain. We do have some limited amounts of instability in the area, so although the dew points are only going to be in the low 40s, we can't rule out a few rumbles of thunder with the heavy sift showers. But any stronger or taller storms don't appear likely due to the weak lapse rates and limited instability expected to be in place in the atmosphere today. Any showers or thunderstorms look fairly brief in duration, limited in extent, and scattered in coverage. Rainfall amounts will be a quarter of an inch or less. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the WPC has issued a slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the middle Mississippi Valley into parts of the southern plains and western Gulf Coast through Monday morning. The heavy rain associated with the thunderstorms will produce localized areas of flash flooding. The areas that are most vulnerable to the heavy rain are urban areas, roads, and small streams. We also have an upper-level low over portions of California that's going to move into parts of the central southern Rockies by Tuesday. That energy is going to produce scattered rain over parts of California today. Additionally, as that upper low moves eastward, dry conditions and gusty winds have led to an elevated risk of fire weather over parts of the southwest, southern Rockies, and parts of the southern high plains through Monday morning. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 104 at Stovepipe Wells in California to a low of 18 at just 9 miles east-southeast of Cusick, Washington. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, we are mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a shower as highs reach near 73. In Boston, partly sunny with some scattered showers and a high near 78. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 71, while the normal low is 48. The record high of 89 was set back in 1991, while the record low of 33 was set back in 1980. Today's sunrise is at 5:31 a.m. The sun will set at 8:12 p.m. It's a total of 14 hours and 40 minutes of daylight. It's an additional 2 minutes and 2 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking mostly sunny this afternoon with a slight chance for some rain showers and even some thunderstorms. Highs look to reach near 70 degrees for the night tonight. We will see the chance for showers and thunderstorms early on before turning partly cloudy and overnight lows dropping down into the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking mostly cloudy with a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms from mid-afternoon on as highs reach near the mid to upper 70s. For the night tonight, that chance for shower sticks around early on, and then will turn cloudy as our overnight lows drop down into the upper 40s and low 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking partly sunny with a slight chance for some showers and maybe a rumble of thunder as our highs reach into the upper 60s and low 70s. For the night tonight, that chance for showers comes to an end early. Will turn partly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we will see the slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, we'll stay partly sunny, with highs reaching to the upper 60s and low 70s. For the night tonight, we'll see that chance for showers and thunderstorms early, then we'll turn partly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we will see the slight chance for some showers this afternoon, maybe even a rumble of thunder. Mostly sunny skies are expected as highs reach into the low 70s. For the night tonight, we will see the chance for showers and thunderstorms early on, then we'll turn partly cloudy with overnight lows into the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we will once again see a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. We'll be looking mostly sunny besides that, with highs reaching into the low 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.